Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for listening. This segment of the show is brought to you by Hall & Company CPAs, and our guest is going to be Terry Goetz, and Terry is joining us from Mount Kisco, New York, and Terry helps women, especially generally over age 40, create what's next in their lives, and this is something we have a real passion for, the transition to rewiring your life. So I'm really happy to introduce Terry and have her on the show. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. I'm so happy to be here.
Very much our pleasure to have you on. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about with people is that a lot of individuals out there are getting the feeling that it's time to not retire, but rewire. It's time to transition from what they've been doing for many years to something that they want to do that has more passion, they feel more hard about, and maybe something that they've been preparing for all of this time. So tell us a little bit about you and your background and how you got started in this type of work.
Ah, well, that's actually my ideal client. My background is actually in the healthcare professions. I started originally as a childbirth educator. Had a birthing center surrounding birth services, doing labor support, teaching other people how to do labor support, childbirth education, everything you can imagine, pregnancy-related. And then I moved into become a doctor of Chinese medicine, where my focus was primarily on women with infertility problems, pregnancy, any kind of GYN complaint. So I seem to always be helping women through these transitions. And then after 15 years doing that, I really realized that people were landing back on my table, getting better, but then coming back again because really the change was not integrated into who they were. They weren't rewired, to use your term.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting better. It was more palliative, but they really needed to change things in their life. So I realized that through my personal experience was through my own divorce, I reinvented myself, and it was quite a process. It was really quite difficult, and I just immersed myself in personal development. And through that combination of things, I decided to go into coaching. So now I combine all of, the ancient healing arts with the modern brain science and coaching techniques to help women decide, and men, but mostly women, what's next for them, how they can live authentically and with passion.
So what you're describing as your path is exactly what I'm talking about with a lot of people that are thinking, everything I've been doing seems like maybe it's been a dress rehearsal for what I'm going to do next, what I want to do now. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people get held back. They hold back. And what do you think is the biggest reason that women hold back from taking that next step in their lives?
That's a really great question. I think it's primarily fear. Generally, change is thought to be scary, right? So when you're afraid of changing the status quo, no matter how uncomfortable you are, even if it's in an abusive situation, it's hard to change that because it's sort of, the devil you know versus the devil you don't. Plus, things are pretty comfortable for most people, right? And and when there's no real urgency to change, it's hard to create that momentum on your own. I think that's the thing that stops women the most.
Yeah, great point.
That fear of change.
Great point. And, that stops everyone in some way, shape, or form from moving ahead.
Yeah.
We talk to a lot of business owners that just say, the reason I don't, even though I'm tired of my business, I'm tired of running it every day, it's exhausting me, but I don't have anything to go to. One of the things that I think people need out there is to explore and find that next purpose in their life so that they have something to move towards. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The other thing, too, is that I think when we are not sure what's next, it's the fear of the unknown, but also it you tap into the old primal brain, and that says to you, you're vulnerable if you don't know. And it's like the fight or flight response, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the primal brain responses.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that then our emotions start to rule our actions and our decision making and our thinking. And so we really are quite good at telling stories to ourselves about why we shouldn't change. It's very believable, it's very plausible, because it's sort of terrifying. So when we act from that place of fear, we continue to just really manifest more of the same thing. You know, and honestly, what happens is that every time you try to change, and if you, quote, fail, or if you can't figure out what it is, it's actually reinforcing that old pattern, and we prove it, quote, to ourselves, that we are the way we are. We can't change, we can't do it, we can't have what we want. Other people can, but not us. So eventually we stop trying, we try for short bursts and give up and say, see, that's just the way I am.
That's just the way I am. So the emotional brain takes over, and it can be self-defeating. So they need to get up, and they need a process to get up into the higher thinking that can help them. And you've written a book called The Four Pillars, A How to Guide on to Losing Your Fear and Guilt and Finding Your Soul Purpose. So tell me a little bit about that. What are the four pillars, and what is it all about? Well, don't give too much away, but tell us. Okay. What's the...
It's really about changing on all four levels of being. So we're whole beings, right? And as a holistic practitioner, I can't ignore that. And so you have to change in all aspects of yourself, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, if you want to reinvent or rediscover yourself. Because it's not just about setting goals. I mean, goals are important, of course, but, you know, it's like dieting. The reason dieting doesn't work is because it's about who you're being, not the diet you're on. So what this book is really primarily about talking, you know, seeing how you are, how steady you are in each of these four aspects. And, you know, guilt and fear are two of the biggest primal drivers that stop us dead in our tracks. Mm-hmm. And we start to talk ourselves out of changing. Like I said, we have, you know, really good reasons for it. And it's all based on these unconscious fears and guilt. And so it's really a tool to help you move past those fears and guilt. And, you know, you're still going to have some fear, of course. I'm not pretending that once you say, oh, you know, I'm not going to be afraid of that anymore, that it goes away or it doesn't rear its ugly head. It's just, you learn how to put it behind you and have it walk behind you instead of lead you. So it's really tips on how to enhance all four pillars of who you are, so that you know, which holds up the roof of really a really happy, joyous life.
I like the concept or the graphic in my head, anyways, on the four pillars. I also kind of am picturing a slot machine where all four tines have to line up. And if they don't line up, then you're going to get less than fulfillment. So it sounds like what your book does is it basically takes each of these pillars, each of these qualities, the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, and helps people deal with each one of those and maybe learn a little bit more about them, where they are, and what they're thinking or what they're feeling in each of those areas, and then try to line up those the cherries, all cherries.
Exactly. I love that image.
Well, so when you work with women, are they typically ready for change when they come to you, or in some state of dissatisfaction, or how do you find your clients?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, it's somebody who's really kind of had enough of not living to their fullest potential, and it's you know, it's funny, it kind of sneaks up on you, I think. Because we live our lives, we have our you know, our children or not, we have our identities in work or not, and then we create this sort of persona. And then at a certain point, when you get to a certain age, I think you take time to pause and reflect. Maybe it's when the kids leave the house, or when you get asked to leave your job, or you're just plain frustrated with what you're doing, how it doesn't fulfill you. So I think those are really kind of ideal opportunities, because you're kind of up against the wall, so transforming is an option. You have two choices. You can either do it or not, right? So you can either do something different or go back to doing the same thing over and over again. And honestly, most people, by the time they get to their mid-40s or so, are really ready to live, you know, I hate to use the word authentically because it's so overused, but mm-hmm. it's just the best word. Mm-hmm. And, you know, live according to your core values and to what's important to you. But we've lost it. We forgot, because we took on these identities that people, you know, kind of told us how to be, how to think from the time we were kids. Kind of, you know, the Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz. He talks about that in the Four Agreements, about how we come into this world as this kind of pure, authentic being, and then we learn through the people who love us, not malevolently generally, but people who love us that start teaching us different things about ourselves. This is how you should be a good girl or a good boy, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. this is how you should dress, and these are the kinds of things you should go after. And then we develop these belief systems that are not necessarily ours. They're given to us. And I think at a certain point that begins to unravel a lot of times, and people start looking for something more fulfilling and deep and more in alignment with who they are.
Fascinating stuff. We're talking with Terry Goetz, and we're going to take a short break and come right back and talk about some client stories and some tips, ideas, and precautions you can use. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Do your advisors think like a buyer? At J.K. Murphy Advisors, we use a think like a buyer, not an owner perspective to help private businesses of all sizes identify challenges, overcome obstacles, and achieve the objective of increasing the market value of their company, regardless of whether they choose to sell, raise capital to grow, or focus on growing their business without a transaction in mind. For information, contact Murph at 213-705-0391. That's 213-705-0391.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at ExitCoachRadio.com or on iTunes at iTunes.ExitCoachRadio.com. I'm having a fascinating discussion with Terry Goetz about the people that are in a state of transition, a state of change, and how they really need to evaluate where they are mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, take stock of that. And Terry's written a book to that topic, and it's called The Four Pillars, How to Guide to Losing Your Fear and Guilt and Finding Your Soul Purpose. So, Terry, are there any other books coming out? Are you working on anything new now?
I am. I'm working on a book right now, which I'm very excited about, and it's really kind of the culmination. I guess it's what we started with, right? The culmination of all the things I've done to date, which is to bring together the ancient medicines and traditions with the modern brain science and coaching techniques to create really lasting change that incorporates the four pillars, but it goes much deeper into a little bit more of a science, a digestible science portion of it, so that because I think that helps connect people with the why of what you're doing. You know, I think when you know why you're doing what you're doing, mm-hmm. it helps you stay motivated. So that's my new program and book that I'm putting together, and I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, you know that's a great point. And an example is I know a lot of people that have I call it unplugged and rewired. That's my terminology. Okay, they've gotten out of that agreement that they had where they were doing their job that they did to support the family, to get them through adulthood and all that. And now they're at a point where they're saying, okay, now I'm a little older, a little wiser, and I'm free of some financial obligations, and maybe I've got some good money in the bank, or maybe I've sold my business. I want to do something for me that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get to that point when that's when people get really excited too, by the way, right? I mean, they get really excited.
Right.
And you don't want to get to that point and not be healthy and not be, now you really want life to last because it's starting to get a lot of fun. And a
Absolutely.
Lot of people are looking for spiritual awakenings, too. So what's the name of the – do you have a title yet for that book?
I don't have a title yet.
Okay.
It's a working title of The Path Back to Yourself. But it's along those lines. It's not finished yet, so
well,
I can't.
Well, we're gonna keep our eye on you and make sure that you let us know when it comes out, because it sounds really fascinating. Now, when you do work with people, what are some of the benefits? What are some of the outcomes that you see? Could you give us an example of someone you've worked with?
Yeah, sure. I basically, what happens is that the blinders come off, and we all have blind spots. That's not a judgment. But I love working with people when they get that aha of, I really can have and do what I want to do. So I was working with a woman who was exiting corporate. She was in HR, and she had been in some pretty abusive relationships, and she wasn't sure what to do next, but had this strong desire to give back. And it's funny, I have a lot of clients who have this very strong desire to give back. I think a lot of us do. And but she also needed to make money. So one of the suggestions, a lot of the people who knew her suggested that she start a coaching business, helping women who had been in abusive relationships. And it's funny, you know, you hear make your pain your passion, which I also am a big proponent of, but sometimes your passion is not exactly, or your pain is not exactly a business. But so we worked ourselves through that process, and when she saw what that was going to be like, she made the decision that, in fact, as much as it would help other people, she didn't want to live in that place in her heart, mm-hmm. in her head anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So what she wanted to do was start a dog business, a pet sitting business, where she did animal Reiki and some other things, and she just loved meeting people, and she loved animals. So she created a business around all of her passions, which was, you know, Reiki, pet sitting, and then she offered products, and and so the plan was for it to become a bigger pet-centered business. I mean, you can't get any more divergent from your original
right.
focus than that.
Your clients are always happy to see you, too. That's a great business. They always wag their tails when
exactly.
you come up. That's great. So she, by exploring a little bit about, and that's one of the things you're talking about here and with your book, too, is that take some time to explore what will make you happy. Maybe even try it out as an assistant or as an apprentice and see if it's something that you really like. It might not be as great as it sounds. You know, or it might be,
right.
you see another opportunity out of that. So,
right, and you might even get to that place where you try that thing, that next thing, and then you realize that's not right either. So a lot of it is uncovering, you know, and identifying what really floats your boat, what really makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily, you know, I think so many of us have done a lot of assessments in our life. We've done the Colby, the Strength Finders,
right.
all those things, and we kind of know who we are.
Right.
It's really about how can I live life to the fullest and really love it.
Yeah, not so much who we are, but what we're going to do with that. And again, a lot of times people have spent many, many years gathering a certain amount of expertise or knowledge, and maybe they're tired of all of that that side of the business, and maybe the reason they're tired is just the structure, and they could be a consultant and be free with some of that information and figure out a new way to use that. But
exactly. You know, and along those lines, in fact, one of the things that women do a lot of is forget about their expertise. So, I mean, I don't know if it's a male thing, but since I work mostly with women, I see it a lot where, actually, I'm sure most people, or some people can fall into this, where you have 25 years experience doing something, and then you want to start out on something new, but you forget about all that experience that came with you, so you don't have to use it in the same way. But it makes you an expert, so you can incorporate it into your new incarnation in some way if you want to.
I think we're at a wonderful age of technology where that expertise can be shared widely, and that's a fantastic way to be able to use what you've learned, and you don't forget, you've also probably got a lot of contacts in that particular field
mm-hmm.
after all these years. And so they may help you launch that business or get the word out about it. So it's an exciting time. And Terry, how do our guests get in touch with you?
Well, the best way to get in touch with me is probably through email, and that's terri@terrigoetz.com, TerriGoetz. And one of the things I was going to offer your listeners, if they send me an email with the subject line reading something along the lines of that you were listening to this show, that I'd be happy to give them a free 30-minute consultation.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you very much. Listeners, if you're in that state, you're thinking, I want to change things up. I want to rewire my life. I want to re-identify and create a new identity and do something else, but I don't know where to start. I'm a little confused. Why wouldn't you give someone like Terry a call who does this for a living? She can help you in a half-hour free call. Certainly, she can help you clarify some things so that you can move on with it and decide whether to, you know, step forward or go back into research mode. And the book sounds fantastic. I'm really happy you came onto the show today, Terry, and I hope you'll keep in touch with us. Let us know when the new book is out. And
thank you, Bill. I will.
It's been a pleasure to have you on, and really enjoyed talking with you today.
Same here. Thank you.
I've been talking with Terry Goetz of terrigoetz.com. That's G-O-E-T-Z, by the way, TerriGoetz.com. Give her a call. Check her out. We're going to take a short break now. We'll be right back, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.